This is Sunday morning, October the 13th, 2019. The title of this teaching is None of These Things Move Me. I said it kind of flows from what the last one we taught on. Acts 20:24. Acts 20:24 says, "But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy in the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God." The word "move" there means something said, including the thought, by implication a topic, a subject of discourse, also reasoning, the mental faculty or motive. It also means to make or do. So, from what I gather from these two different places, that it's talking about being moved mentally. Being subject to a discourse, a subject of discourse, or a topic. In other words, another narrative. Satan has no truth in him, so his thoughts that he projects on us are lies. Jesus said, "Ye shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." That's John 8:44. It is very important as a child of God to keep your seat. To keep your seat. Now, if somebody comes in, say you're at a theater and you're watching a movie and somebody comes in and asks, "Can you move down?" What they said caused you to move. That's simple, but yeah, you're moved. All right. Just a minute, let me look at something. And isn't, you know, you can get online and listen to something or turn on a TV show and see something, and sometimes it moves you. All right. John 8:44, that wasn't the scripture I quoted, it's 8:32. This is 8:44. This is what Jesus said about Satan. "You are of your father, the devil. In the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." Talking about Satan is a liar. It's very important as a child of God that we keep our seats. Ephesians chapter 1. This week, I don't normally listen to Billy Brim, but I just came across, I was looking on YouTube and I saw a real recent teaching. And she started talking about how, and I'd heard her years ago teach on this, that she learned to seat herself in the morning and start with the Ephesians prayers, and then she began to speak to things. But she seated herself. And she said, "I plan to stay seated all day long and rule and reign in my seat till I go to bed at night." And so that's kind of what this is about here today. I thought, well, I'm going to share this just a little bit. She just said the Ephesians prayer. She didn't really say what she said. That's personal. Because you have your own things that you speak over your family and you speak over different situations. And you decree, you tell the devil, "I'm seated in my throne. I'm ruling and reigning. I am in control. And I'm taking control over you and everything else in my life." And then you can pass it on down from there to the church, to the government, to the, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like all the way down. Okay, Ephesians 1:17. That's the place to start. "That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto," say me, "the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. the eyes of my understanding being enlightened, that I may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards me who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. These are categories of demons, power, might, dominions. There's ranks of demons. We are far above when we're seated in our place. And hath put all things under my feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. After Jesus' death and burial and resurrection, the Father set him. It says this is a Schofield. It says set, S-E-T. The word set here means to put or place, to fix or cause to rest in a standing posture. Okay, we're going to read Ephesians 3. This is the second prayer. This is 3:14. Need to mark these in your Bible. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. We're a family. We live under the commonwealth of heaven. There's no breaking up. Well, heaven's up there and we're down here. No! We're one realm. That he would grant me, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by a spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in my heart by faith, that I, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. There's your square earth. Breadth, length, depth, height. North, south, east, west. Summer, winter, autumn, spring. God likes fours. And to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that I might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all I can ask or think, according to the power that works in me, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. The Father set Jesus. The Father has set us with him. Okay, what is our call? What is our call? Romans 5:17. Back. Kings sat on thrones. Romans 5:17. For if what by one man's offense reign by one, much more they who receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness reign in life by one Jesus Christ. I like Amplified better. It says reign as kings. Reign as kings. Okay. We have been set with him. Colossians chapter 3. You have to see this. I want you to get a mental picture when you sit down in your seat. You seat yourself on your throne to rule and reign. Colossians 3. Some of you, if you need to, get you a crown. Put it on. Whatever it takes to get you to get into character of who you really are and what you really have. All right. Colossians 3, verse 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on the things of the earth. This is a mental seating here. For ye are dead, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Okay, flip back to 2:15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. I suggest to get your mindset to read these scriptures. God has set you, and not even Satan can unset you. You know what? I just thought about something. Yeah, that's where the word upset, that is unset, upset. Read God's creative power. And I didn't bring it with me, but I think I'm just going to read this one. I want you to see something. When I did this the other day, this little book come alive to me, especially the first part. It's just general confessions. It's absolutely by the scriptures he uses or the confessions he makes. It is seeding you. This is the first one, God's creative power. There's the one for the, you know, health, and there's one for finances, but this is just the general. I am of Christ, and Satan has no power over me, for I overcome evil with good. I am of God and have overcome him, Satan, for greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. This will get you started. If you don't know how, what you need to be saying, you might start out with this and then let the Lord lead you to your own, to personalize it. I will fear no evil, for you are with me, Lord, your word and your spirit that comfort me. And he gives the scripture references here. I'm far from oppression. Fear does not come nigh me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, for my righteousness is of the Lord. But whatever I do will prosper, from like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water. Isn't that how a king? I am, and I will, and this is the way it's going to be. I am delivered from the evils of this present world, for it is the will of God. No evil will befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling. For the Lord has given his angels charge over me, and they keep me in all my ways, and my pathway is life, and there is no death. I am a doer of the word of God, and am blessed in my deeds. I'm happy in those things which I do, because I am a doer of the word of God. I take the shield of faith, and I quench every fiery dart that the wicked brings against me. Christ hath redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore I forbid any sickness or disease to come upon this body. Every disease germ and every virus that touches this body dies instantly in the name of Jesus. Every organ and every tissue of this body functions in the perfection to which God created it to function. I forbid any malfunction of this body in the name of Jesus. Body, I'm talking to you. Get into line. I'm tired of putting up with you. You stop it right now. I am in charge here, not you. I am an overcomer, overcome by the blood of the Lamb, the word of my testimony. I'm submitted to God, and the devil flees from me because I resist him in the name of Jesus. The word of God is forever settled in heaven. Therefore, I establish his word upon this earth. Great is the peace of my children, for they are taught of the Lord. This is all about worry, this right here. All about to defeat worry, fear. Worry and fear. This one's about weight. You're talking about his capsules, Charles capsules. If you're overweight, do this 3 times a day. I don't desire to eat so much, I become overweight. I present my body to God. My body is a temple of the Holy Ghost who dwells in me. I am not my own. I'm bought with a price. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, I refuse to overeat. Body settle down in the name of Jesus and conform to the word of God. I mortify the desires of this body and command it to come in line with the word of God. The Lord, I guess it's been a couple of years now, the Lord said, no more diet or exercise. No more diets and exercise. You speak what your weight's going to be, and you tell your body it will be that. In fact, I say it don't matter what scale. I could step on 100 scales, and it'll all go right to where I said. Then I can lose any time, but I don't gain. I'll tell this story. I was talking to someone this week, and someone they know is fixing to pass away, has Alzheimer's and everything. And they were saying, yeah, but she said they just smoke. Both of them are bad smokers and all this stuff. And I said, well, I said on the other side of that, I said, it's what you believe about it. If you believe cigarettes will kill you, they'll kill you. If you don't, they won't. See, every once in a while I'll shake up the apple cart a little bit. Don't get an opportunity very often. But see, people, it's all about the natural things you do No, we have control in the spirit. If you believe something, as a man thinks in his heart, so he is. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So if your soul is prospering in the things of God, then you're going to receive it reflected in your body. If you're thinking right, you're going to see right. Christ hath redeemed me from the curse of the law. Christ has redeemed me from poverty. Christ has redeemed me from sickness. Christ has redeemed me from spiritual death. These things, he wants us to establish these things. For poverty, he's given me wealth. For sickness, he's given me health. For death, he's given me eternal life. It is true unto me according to the word of God. I remember the first house church that we had, there was a lady in the group that had a problem with smoking. And the Lord gave her a revelation that it wasn't the cigarettes. It's not what goes in the man that defiles the man, but what his thinking patterns. It's what he's thinking. She had a revelation of that. But we've been propagandized a narrative. The attorney general says that, on the package of cigarettes, a warning that if you do this, you can die. I saw a deal one day on YouTube. This guy said, they talk about plutonium and different things, that it's fatal. He said, I've had it on my hands, and I didn't suffer any effects. He said, those canisters that they put poisonous signs on them, you don't know what they've got in them canisters. How would you know? But you've been taught that's oh. It's whatever narrative you believe in this world system. It wouldn't put past me what they've done, because they've got a renegade spirit in charge. Hear me today. But we bypass it all, because we are far above all principality. I delight myself in the Lord, and he gives me the desires of my heart. It's true unto me according to the word of God. I've given, and it's given unto me, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. With what measure I use, it is measured back to me. I sow bountifully, therefore reap bountifully. I give cheerfully. My God has made all grace abound toward me, and I have all sufficiency of all things, and I have abundance for every good work. There is no lack, for my God supplies all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. The Lord is my shepherd, I do not want. Jesus was made poor that I through his poverty might have abundance, for he came that I might have life and have it more abundantly. I have received abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness to reign as a king in life by Jesus Christ. The Lord has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Abraham's blessings are mine. The Spirit of truth abides in me and teaches me all things. He guides me into all truths. Therefore, I confess I have perfect knowledge of every situation, every circumstance in life. For I have the wisdom of God. The man that wrote this little book was the one that said, he turned 80 and he said, I'm going home on Thursday. And he did. He wasn't sick. I trust in the Lord with all my heart, and I lean not unto my own understanding. In all my ways I acknowledge him. He directs my path. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Let the word of Christ dwell in me richly in all. I let the word of God dwell in me richly in all wisdom. I do follow the good shepherd, and I know his voice, and the voice of a stranger I will not follow. That means not another narrative. Jesus has made unto me wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, redemption. Therefore, I confess, I have the wisdom of God. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I'm filled with the knowledge of the Lord's will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. I'm a new creation in Christ. I'm his workmanship created in Christ Jesus. Therefore, I have the mind of Christ. The wisdom of God is formed within me. I put off the old man, put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created me. I receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation, the knowledge of God, the eyes of my understanding being enlightened, and I'm not conformed to this world, but I'm transformed by the renewing of my mind. My mind is renewed by the word of God. I'm increasing in the knowledge of God. I'm strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. I could go on and on. How can anything else get in the way? If you start your day seating yourself in your heavenly dwelling place, reigning as a king and speaking, this is the way my day is going to go. This is the way it's going to be. We should expect what these things say when they get rooted in us to bring forth fruit in this. Don't let Satan knock you off your seat. You are seated far above all principalities, powers. Keep your mind set there. Keep that mind set. Ephesians 6. I read all three of these every day. Ephesians 6. Now, back here I told you the word, let me find it here. In Noah Webster's 1828 dictionary, the word set, because the Father set him, Scofield translation, set, not seated, but set. To put or place, to fix or cause to rest in a standing posture. We see that in Ephesians 6. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The word stand there in the Strong's means to set. Same word. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. But we're higher. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Set, put in, to put our place, to fix or cause to rest in a standing posture.